Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. As always, I'm here until the hour of 11. It's a comedy show, serious conversation time over. So comedy time takes, begins now until the hour of 11. Or should I just adjust, should I also adjust my voice like my boss just did? Namibians, don't wait until you die don't wait until you die to meet your angel. I've met mine. Man, I'm taking notes on that one. Thanks, boss. Now, with me in the studio this morning is, let's just say this, this Vambo-owned radio station in this studio is now filled with Kavangos. Joining me in the studio this morning is Dennis Kaunda, the comedian. So, turns out this comedy thing. Okay, you know what? Starting radio stations and owning radio stations might be a Vambo thing, but comedy, I think at this point, is a Kavango thing. You're welcome. So imagine the combo minus the whole playing with Koroboda. I think we didn't come up with that. That's an Omsati thing. Dennis, welcome to my casa.
Thank you for having me.
This is actually where I make all the noise that although I always tell people that I don't have bodyguards, that which is why I always tell myself, I've got to watch the things that I say. So I've been keeping a separate book for violence, and there's some kind of violence that I've kept aside until I get bodyguards. So how is comedy?
Yeah, man, comedy is pretty going well.
It's going well.
It's going well.
Which Namibia are you living in?
Yeah, I'm living in Namibia that we are living in. You know when I mean that it's going well on our side, you know. Everywhere you go, there's only comedy. Everywhere you go. Now it depends if it's paid comedy or free comedy.
Enjoy the free one.
Yeah, because everything that we do on every platform, people spend their time on phones, PC, whatever, just watching comedy.
Yeah. Mm. But, one thing I've been asked is, especially when it comes to, it wasn't until we had a conversation there, the other day when you were dropping me home. That's when I realized, I know Windhoek more than I know Rundu, which is kind of embarrassing, I didn't realize that until that day.
I know it's normal, Rundu is empty. All the youth, they are here working as security guard. I'm surprised that you're on the radio. There are no youth there. The streets are empty in Rundu. All the youth are here.
There was a story that came out of Rundu was about a year or two ago. The Taranawa that fosters, a guy to eat his katoch. That was in Rundu. Those are youth. What do you mean they are all in Rundu?
Those are not youth. Those are kids. They're in school. Those are 11 years old boys, 12 years old boys doing that.
Okay, but you and I growing up, we were told there's something called thikuto, a case.
Yes,
now,
yes.
So you're telling me a bunch of school kids are forcing adults to eat
cell phone. If you have a poor phone, you eat it. Unless you have a smartphone, they let you go.
Where's this generation going?
This generation case doesn't work with them, man. They don't care. There's no taboo. There's no cases. There's no threat. They want technology by force.
By fire.
By fire. You don't have a smart. If you are in Rundu, you want to stroll at night, make sure you carry your smartphone or smart device.
Okay, but shouldn't you do the opposite? Like you should leave it so that you are not robbed. Oh, so you have to take it for security purposes.
Otherwise, you get well beaten, or you might eat an object near you. But this is a story that best you said it like past some 3-2 years back. Rundu now is very safe now. Yeah, the police, they are doing their job.
There's some kind of, there's some kind of a police operation going on there.
Yeah, there was during Easter and. There was. But, but the police, their problem, whenever there's an operation, they focus too much on drivers. They focus on cars, asking for license instead of focusing on pedestrians. you find a heavy, heavy, heavy police operation going on roadblocks. Yeah. Go in locations. There are no police. So who is doing what? Is it the driver stealing people or the pedestrian stealing people?
Okay. So, okay. So, your point is they should focus on the guys that are going on.
Yes. Yes. Those are snatching phone from people. They are those boys walking. They don't even own cars. But whenever there's an operation,
mm-hmm.
imagine when I know. Yeah. You said that it's been a while. You've been in Rundu.
Yeah.
At the Rundu police station there. It's like it's in town. And then you find that the roadblock is placed near, it's placed just across the police. What is that?
Well, it's called the...
guiding the police or station or bro, what is that?
Okay, look, but I agree with you on the, you know, I agree with you on the drivers though. Because most of the guys that are, you know, even here, most of the guys that are grabbing phones are, you know...
Pedestrians.
Yeah, pedestrians. Plus, it's kind of difficult to grab a phone with a car.
With a car.
We don't have roads wide enough for you to escape.
But when there's operation, who are being operated?
The driver. A poor taxi driver.
You see, it's like asking for a license. You don't have a license. They're even checking if your car license this case expired. Mm-hmm. But on paper, they are saying that they are, it's crime prevention. I don't know how they call it.
Yeah, so they will ask, so they will ask for a driver, for a driver's license. If you have that one, they will ask for a voter's card. They are looking for something you don't have.
I didn't say that. You say that. Voter's card. They are looking for something that you don't have.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll ask you for a baptismal card.
Fine. If you don't have any of those.
If you have a funny name, they might ask you your region.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, it's always happened, you know, my name is Kaunda. Whenever I come across with some officials, they always ask me, where are you from? I say, oh, can't you see that's Namibian driving license? Why having a Kaunda name?
Kaunda, you know. Oh, okay. Maybe that's because, well, who is this? The Kenneth Kaunda guy.
From
which guy?
That's a Zambian guy.
Zambian.
Yeah, but Kaunda name is, we are African. Kaunda names means a lot in different languages, you know. My name comes as like my father when he was in war. So he loved Kaunda. He names himself, you know, they used to give each other nicknames. So he was nicknamed Kaunda. So after the war, when
after the Zambian guy.
Now when he came here, in Namibia. So, you know, Angolan that time, you know, most of Angolan, they lost their roots. They don't have like, African names. You find some, they are Emmanuel, Joaquin, Eduardo, So when he came here as a young boy, and when they asked him, what's your name? He's mentioning Isaiah, Fernando. They said, no, give us an African name. And then he said, Isaiah Kaunda. So that became his surname. It's his surname. Now we are Kaunda. Everybody's Kaunda.
Okay, 10 minutes to the hour of 10. We are going to be diving a lot. Okay, we are going to be talking a lot in the, you know, a lot about, a lot of things about, you know, in the line of tradition. Traditional, basically the traditional way of doing things. Not one specific tradition, you know, just the traditional in the, you know, just the holistic, view. View of tradition. So, because, this is, okay, now, it's a good thing you pointed out, you know, you pointed out the, you know, the, you know, common names.
Common names.
Coming out of Angola. Most of them have, somewhat of a Portuguese, Portuguese of region.
Yeah.
Now, this is the same thing that I'm seeing emerging in the in Namibia. You find someone whose name is Petrus Thomas. Like, really?
Yeah, it's so, it's funny, you know, I worked for national registration of voters card.
Yeah.
You know, I came across with names which are so like, what is happening? Special kids born 2002. You find someone is God given blessing. It's like those names, you're like, we are completely diverting from something else. We are, to me, it's like we are losing our identity.
Look, there's something that I always admire about names. As someone, you did history, right?
Oh, yeah, I did history.
Well, I also happen to love history as a subject, and also, you know, I loved it as a subject in school, and I just like to read it for fun. I watch a lot of historical documentaries.
Mm.
One thing I've come to learn is that names, you know, before we came up, you know, at least this is my point of view on names, that before we came up, you know, before we came up with this whole idea of identity cards, names, names, carried a lot of messages about not only who you are, but who the family you belong to, and the place you are from,
what you might become in the future.
Exactly.
What your it's like name sometimes translates your whole journey on earth. In some cultures.
Now, actually, I think it's all across culture, if you look at it. Let's, you know, let's go to the good book, the Bible, for example.
The Bible, for example.
Jesus of who? Of Nazareth.
Nazareth, you see.
Bro has a name, and the place where he's from is part of his name. Now we're just walking around with cats, now we, you see, now, I think if we brought that back, will lighten a workload for the police. They won't have to ask you where you are from.
You see, now today you find a person with the name Solomon without even a girlfriend. You see, in the Bible, King Solomon had how many wives?
So it's a misuse of?
It's a misuse of names. Stop giving your kids names that you don't know where they come from. King Solomon is supposed to have 1,001 wives.
Not in this economy, my man. Two of them and you're a dead man.
That's why we're supposed not to give those names.
Okay, so unless we start with, unless you are loaded and have many wives, you can't be called Solomon.
Yes. That's why there are some says, like in my culture, when you hear someone being mentioned or being called, that one is Solomon, that one's Solomon. Or sometimes they call that one's Judas. That one, we know what Judas did. He betrayed Jesus. So they call you as a Judas. That one, even in every culture, they say, this guy is Judas. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? This one is a good Samaritan. Where does that word come from?
Samaritans. They all have some kind of a
reference. Yeah, they we call it Vasam Samaria. It's a culture. There are some people where, like, Vasamaria, they did good to someone.
Uh-huh.
You understand? From there, they call it a good Samaritan. Good Samaritan, someone that does good. You understand? It's like there are people that did good to others. You understand?
Yeah.
That's why you find in our culture, you know, in Kalangu, say, ogo Samaria. It's a good Samaritan. You understand? Ogo Judas.
Man, this guy's did a number on us.
Yeah. Now, when you hear ogo Solomon, he says, oh, that's why Solomon, you know, it's finishing everybody. You know what I mean?
he's doing what that
he's snitching other people's wife. They'll call you Solomon. Okay. Names are powerful. Now names are powerful.
Yeah,
names are powerful.
And I think you see the same thing. I think the only people that have lost that tradition, Western countries and a lot of African countries, if not all of them, because of that Western influence.
Mm.
Because if you look at most of the Arab countries, if you look at their names, and you look at most parts of the, of Eastern Europe, some parts of the Arab countries of the Arab countries and Eastern Europe still have that culture. One example that I like to use is the Saudi prince, the Saudi royal prince, MBS Mohammed bin Salman. Mohammed bin Salman. I think his full name is Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud, the Al Saud way.
Yeah, and they have a lot of name of Mohammed.
Of the Saudi family.
Family.
It's in his name.
Name.
Now, the only people I give credit, to keeping up with that culture, especially here in Namibia, are Hereros. Which is why we complain Herero names are too long. It's because they have a meaning.
Yeah, and they have but not only Herero, also Vambos. Vambos also they have names.
What are you talking about? A lot of Joseph Petrus I have met are Vambos.
Yeah, though, if you hear Joseph Petrus.
Sarah Elias, so come on, man.
If you hear someone called Petrus, it's a Kwanyama, they are originally from Angola. So they are also the same as Portuguese name. They also have Portuguese name. But aside from Portuguese name, Vambos also have meaning, most of them.
All our traditional names have meanings.
Yeah, so
we decided to toss all it aside in the name of.
You know, as you say that I did history, ne?
Yeah.
The funny part is the like the Arabs, the Chinese, and then there are the others. As you said, it all starts with the Christianity. You know, when the Europeans came and then imposed on Christianity on us.
It started baptizing us.
Yeah, so that's why they said in our language, if you have a Kasiku name or a Sindimba name, it's called Nalio Pagani. It's a pagan name.
Ah.
Pagan means devil, evil, something evil. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, so during that time when parents were told, if they won't change your name to Joseph or Pagani. John, You won't see heaven. So some people who didn't have like English name were even discriminated.
So it was more of a stereotype. If you
like you are just like Joseph Sindima. Let me say Kasiku Nehemia, just like that, or any names like what you say like Herero.
Yeah.
Back then it was like your whole family. You guys, you are satanic. You don't. There's no light of Jesus in your home. So nobody will see heaven.
Because you don't have a quote-unquote.
So people started changing their names. But now on the other side, the Portuguese, like, they totally erase your name completely. They'll give you a new name after baptism.
Yeah.
You understand?
Now, I'm so glad we're coming. We are catching up with these conversations because I think I've had this conversation like 2-3 times.
Mm.
And one thing I come to learn is that all the names that we have, like I know mine, Helmut, for example.
Mm.
First of all, it's I think it's either Danish or Swedish.
You understand?
Yeah, I've never been to Europe. You see, now that's problem number one. Number two.
Number two?
These are not the names we gave ourselves. These are obviously the names that our parents gave us with the influence you just pointed out.
Yeah.
That came with a lot of stereotype.
Yeah.
Until, unless you get yourself a name that's, until you change your cultural name to a name that a bunch of white guys are able to pronounce, you are not keeping up with the times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that for the most part, when we have conversations like this, we like to point all the fingers to Europeans, this and that. But guys, Koreans were colonized.
Mm-hmm.
Indians were colonized.
Mm.
One of my favorite characters from the Big Bang Theory is Rajesh Ramayan Kothrapali. He's Indian.
But don't forget that all those tribes that you are mentioning, they've never been slaves. Or slaved like us.
Over
500 years.
Yeah, transatlantic slavery, maybe.
Yeah, but not really like us. You know, we are the latest slaves.
Yeah, but the bottom line is they were colonized, but they didn't have a significant, influence on their culture
They weren't colonized as long as we were colonized.
Really?
Yeah.
For how long were the British in India and for how long were the British in Ghana?
No, not that long, like in Africa. You know, according to some books, The first slaves, as they say, they were like Indians, you know. When they came to Africa, that's why you see in South Africa, there are a lot of Indians. When they came to South Africa, they came with the Indians. They came with the Indians as slaves. Reaching in Africa, they've realized that, we have some strong men with a dark skin here. You cost us, you know.
You had one job.
Cost us with the masses. So they realized, Indians, they are not good for slavery anymore. We have found a black man. From then, these are the results, you know. You see, we are the latest slaves.
Okay, and now, while we're on this discussion, on this subject of tradition. One institution that has, maintained over, I think it's safe to say over 1,000 years of maintaining tradition is the Roman Catholic Church. And yesterday they swore after a series of, of elections that went south, they voted in, the vote was successful and a new pope was, was elected.
Mm.
Now, earlier this year, what I found interesting is that, earlier this year, I'm not sure if the same thing took place during the, you know, during these election days, but earlier this year, a lot of, a lot of women in Europe, especially coming out of France, were, you know, who were also members of that denomination. Mm-hmm. They're asking for a seat
in,
on the leadership structure of the Roman Catholic Church. According to Euronews, this is a very confusing one because, a lot of people, you know, for example, on the highest level of power, like from papacy to cardinals and all those, they've come to realize that a lot of services, basically, women run a lot of, a lot of duties in the church.
Mm-hmm.
But they have never gotten to the point of having a conversation of, take for example, having a female cardinal. You have to understand this is something that is, you're talking about changing, over 2000 years of tradition?
You know.
Which I found very interesting, but what's your take?
You're talking about that. We are talking about traditions.
Yeah.
Now this brings me back here in Namibia.
Yeah.
You know, in past years, you see, let me talk about the Mbuku Shoe and then the Sambio. You know, they were fighting over who's going to be the chief. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So they were fighting over. And then it even went to the court for the court to decide who must be the next chief.
Okay.
I don't know if you know about that.
You should find out. Which is now
you should find out about that.
Now you have just asked me one of the most awkward questions I've ever.
You should find out. They were fighting on who to become. Even Deva Kwangali before the Humpakudumo is the king now.
Uh-huh.
They also had infights. Now ask yourself, how did it go wrong all these years? They know who they knew, and then they know the lineage. Who comes next? Uh-huh. Who comes next? Who comes next? And then suddenly politics have to kick in. Or I don't know if it's politics or the law of the country to solve a tradition which has been there before any law of this country. You understand? This is just to tell you that how others value their tradition, like the Roman. Mm-hmm. That's what used to call a Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be worried. These people used to be worried.
You just got added to the GoTV Best Football Friends chat group. Let's go!
Final.
It's finals time, and all the biggest players are in it to win it. Catch every Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, Champions League, FA Cup, Europa League, Conference League. To cut the long voice note short, you know who'll be there for you when you need to watch the finals. Stay connected to catch all the biggest football finals with your best football friend, GoTV. Love it. You just got added to the GoTV Best Football Friends chat group. Let's go!
Final.
It's finals time, and all the biggest players are in it to win it. Catch every Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, Champions League, FA Cup, Europa League, Conference League. To cut the long voice note short, you know who'll be there for you when you need to watch the finals. Stay connected to catch all the biggest football finals with your best football friend, GoTV. Love it.
Owuli omunangeshefa nowahala okushivitha omayakulo yoye okupitila mohulike radio station yoyo Eagle FM enyamukulo olongaha ninge kwatafano na Monica koshikondo shoipindi konora 81 heyali imwe ne heyali imwe imwe nohamano. That is 0817147116 momberewa konora 83 mbali o 83 ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Six minutes past the hour of 10, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap Comedy with Helmed, Isof and Eagle FM, and as always, Onsal Afrikaans praat until the year of 11. Until the year of Alf, and in the studio with me is Dennis Kaunda, the comedian.
Ekiso, Eksiki be Eagle FM. Ekihingir, yeah. Ekiprat from Ebra. Yeah, Ekngororo, Ektambur. If you are from there, you know what I said.
It was just thinking this Anerdag. You know what? No.
Anerdag.
Yeah. You know what? Excel. You know, invite my my fellow Kavango Iso fan studio. We can together Afrikaans praat.
Yes, Eagle FM tonight or today this morning. Security is tight.
Oh man.
Everybody can leave.
You are not helping.
There are two Kavango in the house. Security is tight. You know what, man? If you are Kavango, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Dude, by the way, after this, you're not going to Kahanja Park, right?
No, Kahanja, I can't go home without passing in Kahanja Park.
I'm just saying that, so please proceed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're Kavango, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Explain why. By the way, that's Dennis Kaunda. Now, continue.
Okay. You know why, if you're Kavango, you are listening, and then you are wherever you are, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm so ashamed that knowing that the Namdia Hist, the security guard, is not a Kavango who is involved. How is that? How did it go?
Okay, now I'm tempted to agree with you.
Yes. Whenever there's a big heist, there's a good robbery, a security is involved, and then it's not a Kavango.
Why we
hold that position
so
strongly?
Just look on the bright side. That's why we make excellent security guards, because we were not...
We don't need a CV. We just have to say... To say some few sentences and then you are recruited.
throw in tamwa in there.
No, yo, tamwa, ngapi tamwa. Even if you go to Chinatown, most of their employees, they are Kavango. Have you realized that?
I don't remember last time I was in Chinatown.
I have done some research. I went to Chinatown. In every shop that you enter, there's a Kavango lady selling, helping a Chinese. The Chinese, they even know the basic Kavango now.
We're going to die for
yourself, ask yourself why. Because they are honest people. They don't steal like others.
Okay, is that a good thing though? Or is
it? It's a good thing.
It's a bad thing or a confusing thing?
It's a good thing if we were considered on high positions.
No one is going to consider. Look, you... Look, high positions, you have to steal, Baba. Look.
And we don't steal.
Okay, let me give you an example. Let's use Fishrot as an example. Imagine one of those guys between the Minister of Mines, between the Minister of Fisheries and the Minister, the Minister of Justice. Mm. If one of them was a Kavango, Fishrot would never have gone anyway. Because one of them would be gone like...
No, Kavango would be too honest. He would spoil the beans.
But look, on the bright side...
It's good for us.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, it's good for us. But it's unfortunate that the statistic doesn't say the same. It's unfortunate. It's good.
Okay, now I regret bringing
you. You're
cooking us, dude. I'm not cooking.
You know, sometimes... If you have noticed, they have seen a lot of Kavango here in Windhoek. They only come out of the closet that they are Kavango after I say that I'm a Kavango. Some, they don't want to say it. You should tell me why. Because you are one of them.
You know, come to think of it, I've never been offered a security position here. So is it, it's either my boss doesn't know I'm a Kavango.
Oh, you don't have the physique.
Let's go.
But for me, my first job in Windhoek, I was like, I had a friend who hooked me, because I'm just here for 3 months, I think. Uh-huh. Since I moved from Rundhoek, things are tough. I'm 35, I think now, and I'm no more getting young. I don't even know if I'm a youth or not.
35, or no, we're still
Am I still a youth?
Yeah.
Yeah, a youth
from next year.
From next year,
yeah,
I'm
from
done.
Next year, yeah.
Yeah, and then I won't be fighting for youth unemployment anymore. So meaning it's like I lived my life unemployed.
Your entire youth.
Youth. Since I was born, I was...
Yeah.
Until I'm the elder. Now I hope I'll be getting my pension soon. Yeah, you know...
No, that will take another 30 years, dude.
My first contact that I had with a friend, I said, hook for me a job. I said, no, no problem, just come. As long as my boss sees you. And then when I arrived there, he told me, no, shave. I have to shave my hairs. Way official. And then we went there. And I didn't know. You don't ask so many questions. Yeah, we went, to Adeneros and then we were there. We waited for the boss for the whole day. Just showed up at 5. And then he said, yeah. My boss, this is my brother, I want the job. And then a white man just asked me, Ngapi? I say, Nawa. They say, when are you willing to start?
Oh, man.
That was it. That's how easy to get a job if you're a Kavango.
Right. Boss, I hope you are listening. It turns out I'm on demand. But
yeah, you are on demand.
Okay, but the problem is I sleep a lot. Yo,
I know. If you sleep a lot, they'll put you on day shifts.
Day shift?
Yes.
Oh, no, I still sleep. You see, that's my problem.
Oh, opening the gate.
Oh, man.
Mm.
Oh, one of those, you know, one of those guys that are standing in, one of those guys that you find, you know, at grocery stores, at the, you know, those ones that are, I mean, like their whole job is mostly just to put a tick on your receipt.
Yeah, talking about security.
A whole pen.
Yeah, talking about security guard, né? Most of us, we just, think that they are just there. Those guys, they do a lot.
For example?
Go in banks.
Uh-huh.
There are some people who look like they know everything by reaching there, those times of depositing money. Those security guards are the one help, even at Natis, go to Natis. They are the one helping people to fill those forms.
You know, now that you mentioned that,
they are graduated.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. They are helping a lot. Go to Natis, go to the hospitals.
No, I've seen the ATM thing, like,
yes, yeah, ATM like things. Even me, I was recently helped by a security guard on this pay plus something like that. I never used that, so I was confused. I have to go and ask from the security. You know, that man can't speak English, but know what he was doing. Well, he just told, give me your phone. He was doing cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. I see my money. You see, that's how smart those people are and helpful. Imagine how many foreigners are in the country.
By the way, that's us.
Yeah, imagine how many foreigners are in Namibia are being helped by the security guards, which are the Kavangos.
Okay, that means
they're playing a crucial role.
There's a bright side.
Yeah, there's a bright. These people, they should be, they should be celebrated.
Yeah, salary increment.
Now their salary is good. It's at 4.7.
What?
If you saw the our new minister of transport, the Minister of Transport, Mr. Veko, when he was in Kavango.
Man, then I'm greedy.
Yeah, when he went and do some inspection at Nepara Road, which is being constructed. If you follow the news, the security company which is controlling it was paying its employee, the security guard, $8 per hour. So he went there and then he told them to change it within, I don't know, 1 day, 2 days. So those guys, they are getting well. Even me, I'm reconsidering because I'm driving Yango now. If I won't be making money, I'll just go back to the security job.
Default?
Default is 4.7 is good. 1.7 go for my rent. I still have a 3,000. I'm still good, man. Security is paying well. I don't know. We must go there. We must take advantage of this job market.
For security guards... Okay, security companies must start, okay, security companies that have, you know, that offer services for, security services, not really governments. I'll go with banks on this one.
Yeah.
Add on an ATM assistance charge on that, on what the bank is paying you so you can take a percentage of that and give to the security. That's an unassigned duty that homeboy is carrying out and he's not paid for it.
Mm.
Unless he runs into some of those good Samaritans that are like, thank you very much.
For me, I always give them $10. whenever I ask, is there, do we have, no, don't go there. Here they are not only, they even knows, you know how lawyer Kavango are. They even know that this, they are like 5 ATM machine. He knows, oh, here there's only 200. Here they are like $20, but they don't rob them.
Well,
you know, they are so helpful, you know. They are there sitting with millions.
Yes,
I'm still being honest, you know. You understand?
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's how this job is, man.
So, ATM guys, just say, you know, you have to
tip them. Sometimes
understand that's part of your customer service.
Yeah, sometimes when the security helps you, give him a $10, give him a $5. And they don't complain. It's really helpful for them. They are always, I've never seen a rude security guard before. I'm yet to find one.
Well, there's an example I could use, but I'm still using their service, so I don't want them to pay me. I don't want them to pay me.
Don't do that, no, man. That's it, man.
Yeah, no. All right, we are 18 minutes into the hour of 10, and if you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Dennis Kaunder and Held on Eagle FM. And, you know, we were still, while we are still on the, you know, on the subject of tradition.
Mm.
The reason why, you know, I'm so fixated on that is because, for the first time, I have to admit, for the first time, I looked at what was, you know, I was actually following what, you know, at least to some degree what was going on at the Vatican.
Yeah.
And, that's when I came to learn, all the crap that I put on the poster. That, the way, the way it works is that, first of all, they say close secrecy. You have to understand that before the elections are held, tech experts are brought into the, are brought into the Sistine Chapel, the place where the voting is conducted.
Mm.
And they sweep the whole place of bugs, like, not cockroach, any electronic device.
Yes.
And they put on some kind of special windows to, window coating to, to make sure that not even laser gets gets in that room or any wavelength. We're talking microphone type of technology.
Mm.
Now, that's one heck of a tradition. Now, the second one that I learned, because it's like for this election, it's like they voted twice. So, people saw like black smoke
and then people were there like waiting.
They didn't reach a decision again. So, first of all, you have a signal that black smoke means we have not made a decision. White smoke means we have made a decision.
And then the funny part is the moment people saw the white smoke, They were celebrating, shouting, they're celebrating, not even knowing who.
No, they don't care.
So, meaning like, they don't care who's the next leader as long as we have chosen one. You know, imagine if politics was like that.
No, in politics we challenge the election at the Supreme Court. We don't agree with it. But
just imagine if it was like that.
No, I can't imagine. That can never happen in politics.
You know, it's like, that's how, you know, the Romans, the church, it rules, the way they rule, the main thing is how to leave the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
If you see, being in church, being religious, it's most based on hope. You understand? Is on hope.
Mm-hmm.
People, they are there. One day we're going to see Jesus. One day I'll go to heaven. It's like, it's not a force whereby I go there like politics. I fool you. I tell you, I will provide this. I'll provide them. They'll give you hope. If you are a good son of God, you see heaven.
But you have to admit they all have one thing in common, though. Mm. Politicians and religious leaders.
Religious leaders, they don't force you to go to church.
They
don't go to your house. Like, let me talk about specifically about the Romans.
Mm.
They don't force you to go to church. They don't promise you things that I won't be there.
Oh, well, but they're still promising you.
For them, they promise you the same thing until you die. They will never change. They will never say that. No, next day. You understand? They don't change their colors. They'll tell you through Jesus,
you are saved.
You are saved. And the good thing of the Catholics, you can do your sins throughout the week, and then on the some days you go and do what? You confess your sin.
Catholics are so coming for you after this.
You go and confess your sin, and then you are forgiven, and then you restart over. You go and do your things. You know, you keep on coming, so.
Okay,
but, you are at peace.
Okay, but isn't that pretty much every Christian today? I mean, look, you should meet us from Monday to Friday. Mm. My God, we are very good at. But I admire the camouflage in Christianity, though. Because if you meet us on Sunday, my God, man,
no,
it's official.
Man, but you are saying about when you talk about the Romans, Catholics. Mm. You know, there are a lot of churches that came in. A lot of churches nowadays, those people at the end of the day, they still go back to Catholic. They are baptized by in Catholic church. They'll do everything. Some they just do. I don't know why they are the one. Everyone has his own intention. After they are done with whatever they went in that church, mm-hmm. they still come back to their mother. They call it mother church. You understand?
Yeah.
So most of us, let me say that. Most of these Christians, they are Catholics. It's the mother of all churches, as they say.
Well, so that means in Namibia, it looks like, if political parties were churches, the ruling parties will be SWAPO. The ruling party will be Catholic. Now, IPC, on the other hand, will be like one of those, like, IPC, what are you guys doing wrong? Because, a lot of your followers are just waking up one day going, you know what, I'm going to the ruling party. But I have a sneaky suspicion, but this is just me. ever since Muharukwa, you know, just left PDM, then went straight for went straight to the ruling party, mm. and found himself, you know, governor of the of the Kunene region.
Uh-huh.
Everyone was like, all right, so what do I do? Do I leave my political party to join a different one, or do I start my own church? My own political party. But now, a lot of people have, have decided to go to join different political parties. Well, Kawandenge decided, you know what? I'm going to start my own
party.
I love the freedom in this country.
No, everyone has a party. Yeah, I'm even planning to form my own party for comedians. So we must be represented in the parliament.
No one is going to vote for us, man. Not after Zelensky ruined things for us. I mean, he was a comedian that was given a chance.
He used to mimic a president. Now he's the real president.
He's the president.
Now see where he is.
And, well, made some questionable decisions under external influence, as a lot of experts would argue. But mm-hmm. the problem is, I think that guy ruined a chance for us comedians to be in power.
But still, we are there.
Who's gonna vote for us, man?
Zelensky. The West speaks English. We Namibian comedians, we speak English. So, they are on our side.
You see, my fear is when the West is supporting you.
Don't be scared.
I'm a Kavango.
Don't be scared. Just stick to your traditions.
Well,
you know, there was this joke that I remember the last comedy show that we had.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm a Kavango, meaning my Caprivians, they are my cousins. And then I made some joke with Caprivians. And then the next weekend, I was in Katima. And then someone who recognized me. And then they're like, hey, you, stop talking about that. And I asked him, man, come here. Imagine if Caprivians, they were in power. Just imagine if Caprivians, they were in power. Like they are the dominant tribe in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that Namibian airline could collapse? Trans-Namib could collapse and all the transportation business could collapse? And then I was asking, how? Said, no, the president would just say, let's call all our grandmothers.
Hand me a broom.
And hand me a broom. I'm going for a meeting in Tanzania. And that's it. We don't need fuel.
Man, service stations are not going to like that. Yeah, oh no, then.
You know, we have traditions, you know. There are some stories like elders used to go to Zambia, crossing the river while seated on top of the crocodiles. Those are the real stories.
I'm going to write you a list of, okay, I can give you a list of, right now of the people that are not gonna like that.
Yeah.
Silas Ndapuka is not gonna be happy.
Yeah.
Intercape, Oasis, the seven-seater guys and the bus.
They won't like it.
Oh no, they're not gonna like that.
So let them be the way they are. It's fine.
And
it's good for the economy of the county.
Oh, man.
It's good for the economy. It's good for the economy. Think of that, man. Think of that.
Look, I think I've had a conversation on this subject before, and that is, I gave a task. I'm here to see progress, by the way. Mm. I gave a task to Zambezians, Kavangos, and Ndongas, that these three must come together and, deliberate on, especially transport. That's a brilliant idea. So that, imagine if we can just cut down on all the transport services because these three groups
can
figured
provide,
out a
yes.
very broom efficient way of doing it.
Man, that was the first thing the European thought of when they came to Africa.
Oh, man.
Let us kill this culture.
Okay, that's another good question.
Yes, let's kill this culture.
Why didn't we fight them with lightning?
They did.
Really?
They did.
Uh-huh.
And then our leaders were being bribed with goods.
Things by goods, you mean miras and sugar?
Not mira, sugar, alcohol. Yegmaster. And alcohol, So they were like so amazed.
They decided to spill all the
city. Yeah, and then also the gun. The white man had a gun.
Oh, yeah, but we
so
also
by
had
then,
a gun.
By then, we didn't know the charm on how to block the bullets. So we were there coming with our bows and arrows chasing a white man. Well, he can shoot you from 500 meters.
Okay.
Distance.
This is why we should. This is why
we should revive our culture. We should call all the elder, Kavango, Katima, wherever they must come and have a meeting. We want those champs back. We want to try. We are like with the unemployed. We are suffering, sleeping at the filling station every time, getting transport money. If I have my grandmother who can offer me a broom, that would be very cheap.
I don't think we will have access to the charms.
The charm, there must be regulation and laws on how to use charm.
They are all in conservancies. How are you going to get there?
We will. Imagine if our secret service have all these powers. We don't need
to. They don't need the pistol.
We don't need to hire a spy whatsoever. He's there in Katima while we are here in the studio. He's seated here. No one can see him. Doing the investigation and then accounting will be proper.
Wirelessly.
You see, we don't need these Bluetooth things. It's like we had everything before.
Yeah, here's the thing. Every country's biggest defense budget, for a lot of countries, every country's biggest national part of the budget. In terms of expenses, is defense. From the look of things, we have acquired two military aircraft
from China.
Yeah, from China. So
we are, and by the way, we are the only one after China who have those ones.
Man, the relationship is
tight. We are the only one. But it's good. I hope it won't be used. Let them buy. Let them park it there. We are. It's a,
yeah,
we love the. We love the freedom in Namibia. We are free from any problem.
Uh-huh.
So let them buy them, store them, train them, and then keep on simulating with them. We are good.
I mean, every now and then we break into diamond facilities. We steal our own fish, but we know how to solve these things. We are not going to go on.
Yeah, but stealing, there are some families who are being exposed. I read the other day, the lavish life that they are living, they are buying houses and car on daily basis.
Oh no, I was talking about
that. They are suspected for that.
Oh no, I was talking about that yesterday, but you know one thing I picked from that story? That guy is a loving husband, man.
Is it like,
eh? Yeah, I know, man. Bro had millions of dollars and still stuck to his wife. You know, one thing a lot of people, I remember talking about.
He's still with the wife.
Why?
Because the brother to his wife is the one who gave him a link. Otherwise, they couldn't be together.
But the relationship you see here is tight, man. It's family. You know, Ubuntu.
She might be the mastermind.
Yeah, but one thing I always tell people, one thing I always tell guys that are in high position is that if you are planning on stealing, You better send me an e-wallet or I'm going to be here cooking you.
Man, you are talking about a man being stuck to the wife after making millions. You know, the government, we should meet the government halfway.
In what way?
This guy, what he did is not good.
Uh-huh. What?
Now, if you are a woman, you have a job, you are employed.
Mm-hmm.
Date someone who is unemployed. If you are a man, you are employed. Man. Date someone who is unemployed. When your partner gets, and you who is unemployed. No, listen.
Dennis.
Yeah, man. You who is unemployed.
It's not that I don't agree.
Yeah, listen now. You who is unemployed. And then you have a girlfriend who's employed or a husband who's, or a boyfriend who's employed.
Mm-hmm.
When you get employed,
mm-hmm.
leave that partner of yours. Get someone else who is unemployed also. We must meet the government halfway. How will the nation grow if both couples that are on high
point,
they are billionaires? What about those one who are the side, Come on, man. Let's just balance the things. Employed, unemployed. That marriage must be supported by the government. So it's like at least it's helping another family who don't have anything.
But that's already happening, you know.
Yeah, we must encourage that. We can't allow two people in high position to get married to each other.
I know a lot of those people. But anyway,
let's meet the government halfway, please.
27 minutes left to the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap. It's a comedy show. If you take any of it serious and you end up with a heart attack, by the way, that's on you. So we're just here, two ordinary Kavangos. And this also proved that not all of us are security guards, although, we have a job. But the point I'm trying
to... I'm just from the duty, man.
Man, you're not helping my point here. But... the line is 0832-888-401. 0832-888-401 is the line you can call to participate in this array of topics that we have glossed through so far. And if you want to call the office, the line is 0832-888-400. 0832-888-400. Is the office, 401 is the studio, and if you want to subscribe, which I recommend to subscribe to the e-villager, you please just send the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 0812004144. And please do save the number so you are not a stranger. So we are going to take a quick break, and then on the other side we'll start taking calls. And our discussion was mainly on tradition, albeit Kaunda decided to show up here and start, friendly firing on every Kavango he can think of. But let's take a quick break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Any person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the Ara.
Olio mnangeshefa no hara kushigifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuro olongaha. Ningi kwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe heari imwe ne heari imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mombelewa konorahita tu natu mbali oheta tu vatatu ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the Eye.
Opomone ishijemo shiri nawa. I'm gonna get someone to translate that for me. For some reason, there's something very powerful about repetition. been listening to that thing like over and over, and now it's stuck in my head. So if I take you out on a date and you just, you know, we're just, you know, having dinner, and I just, from the blue, I start going, "Opomonesh jemoshiri. Now, please don't break up with me." You know, it's just, don't leave me hanging.
But, you know, the good thing of repetition is just saying it. First, you won't, it's like, you keep on listening to it. You don't like it. And then you start liking it. It's the same thing when you're after a girl. If you talk to a lady for the first time and then she say no, man, she just don't want you. But the more you continue asking her, and then she'll say yes. So, she just got used to that noise. Doesn't mean that she loves you.
So
yeah, she fell in love with what you are saying, like what you just said. You keep on listening to it. You fall in love with what you are, but not you keep on falling in love with what you are listening, and then you want to try it. It's the same. A woman will just fall in love with what you are saying, all good ways, and then she'll try you, but that's necessarily sticking with you.
Ladies, any comment on that one?
Yeah. Cause later there'll be other products also coming.
So, that's how don't it is. Give up.
You don't give up. Keep on repeating.
Unless it's someone's wife, then don't start.
Someone's wife.
Mm.
Who is someone's wife?
That's this one question. Is going to get short one day.
No, someone's wife. No, no.
Yeah, someone. Well, although it's one of those things again that brings us, you know, that brings us back to the discussion of tradition.
Tradition.
And now, in South Africa, now this is one of those very touchy traditional discussion.
Mm. Yeah.
And that is, that is one of polygamy. In South Africa, it's legal. Like, you can get married, I think by law.
By law.
Yeah. It's been proposed here, like civil marriages to involve polygamy. But, it started raising one of those questions that's also, that's been raised against, against polygamy from not only South Africa, but in a lot of Western countries. That if we are going to allow polygamy, to be recognized by law, what about polyandry? I know it's one of those questions that makes everyone go like,
no, polygamy really? Was there before Christianity. I may say, it was Africans.
Oh, it was also we were
talking about the Arabs. We are talking about the Arabs. They still keep the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, when they hear that you only have one wife, they get shocked.
Yeah, like,
but they also pray to Allah. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So it's just us, we African, whereby we want to totally raise our tradition, which is not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that in every relationship, there's polygamy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it's not legal.
Please elaborate.
I will elaborate that. How many men out there were not cheating? Why do we have a name side chick?
Now, there's only one man out there who will never cheat,
which is you.
Yeah,
thank you. Because we don't have a girlfriend. Changing.
Even know that.
No, I can tell how. It's like you are searching. Now, this thing of, we are just naming things. It's like fooling ourselves. It's like, let me give you a good example. It's like when the government gives a tender to an individual to build a pit, latrine, toilet deep in the village, which can be built with, $15,000. That pit latrine can be built. But that tender will come out that individual will get $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all fool ourselves as if $500 million, it can build a pet latrine and then the man is done. And while we all know the reality that's just a way of tendering is a good way of stealing. It's a legal way of stealing, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same with this polygamy whatsoever. Polygamy is everywhere. We are already doing it. That's why you find that we have a word called side chick. Mm-hmm. There is a word called side guy.
Benten.
You are married to this. You still want some, two or three.
Yeah, but
it's just not legal. Yeah. Let us not fool ourselves. It's the same me living with my girlfriend for 10 years because I didn't marry her legally. Then she's my girlfriend, not your wife. What, after marrying her legally, what will change?
Well, you have shown your commitment to stick to each other.
To the government or to the church?
To the church, the government, and each other.
We are just talking about traditions. We just spoke about the Romans,
uh-huh.
how the process that they go about voting the Pope. They are so secretive, you know. No one knows what really happens inside, you know. We Africans, we had our own way. As long as you went and pay your lobola, your igondwa, kafuta igondwa yoge, and then it's like, that's a legal marriage. You understand? Let us stop bringing concept which one, polygamy exists. Here I am, I have my girlfriend, and then, someone have a girl, yeah, a side chick.
Yeah, she has her
benten there. Because we have different necessities. Maybe. Things are happening.
Different necessities.
They must just, if they would just say that, let us legalize the side chick. I'll be in support of that. Side chicks are, there's a word in our culture we call ongunji. Ongunji is like, how do you call, something that holds, you know, those sticks they put on the house.
Okay, like
the support. It's like a support. When the house is
a pillar.
Yeah, like a pillar. It's like a house is about to fall and then they'll put a support there.
So the support is a babysitter.
The support is a side chick of a family.
You
understand? We those are the things that we don't really wanna say that things are already happening. You understand?
We're only together for the kids.
Yeah, right? But we just say polygamy. Those are just English big words, which we don't even understand in our language. What's polygamy? While we just call it masupareko, they've been there. Now, the modern masupareko now is a side chick.
Uh-huh.
Side chicks bring joy to some families. It's the same thing. You see? Let us.
You see, that's the reason why we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's very awesome.
Very
when you
awesome.
Talk, when you are doing it, but when you talk about it, that's when everyone goes very holy.
Yes.
Like, you know what, you know. Yeah, but look, when you look at polygamy from the angle that you just explained it from, that's the angle of, you know, of side chick, is that the practice is so it's in existence, has been for a very long time.
Very
it's not
long
something
time.
You can avoid.
Yes.
But every time that we talk about it, that's when we start pretending like it's not happening.
Mm. It's the same like marriage. The church and the Bible say your marriage must be done before touching your partner.
Yeah, before getting laid. Let's take a quick break.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parameter's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Skyfire with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit parameters.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavuchazi.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Please say that again.
You know,
The future is female.
The future is female.
Uh-huh.
Our parliament now, it's like the women are the most there.
If, oh, yeah.
Yeah, the if most. Those, and then most of them, I don't, let me not say most. those who are single in the parliament, they should meet the government halfway. They should date men who are unemployed, which would be, it would be a good example.
You know, on
the nation,
how to,
and the new administration.
How to deal with him, you know. They will show their commitment towards unemployment.
Yes, unemployment. You are an NP, you are female, you date an unemployed man.
So, and if you are an MP, a male, you have to
date an unemployed woman.
What if you are LGBTQ?
Date an unemployed man.
Or date at
if you are a man who is employed, date an unemployed man. If you are a woman who is employed, date an unemployed woman.
Oh boy. But look, that strategy could work.
Yeah, it will work.
Yeah, that strategy could work.
The other thing also...
And I'm not saying this because I'm crushing on someone in parliament. It's a good thing the camera is not facing me. Now look.
Man. You know, I was also thinking, you know, like the we are talking about our, you know, long time in our traditions,
yeah.
You know. It's like, we were so united to a point whereby if one makes it in family, let me say one, you know, long time, not everybody had the opportunity to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So like the village could come together and then contribute to send someone to go and study with the hope that when that person comes, mm-hmm. you can help the whole
family.
Community. You understand? It's the same like with this current unemployment. What if the government check for every family? At least they pick one in that family and then that person be employed so that they provide for everyone. They just do that sick in each family, how many are employed.
Mm-hmm.
You might find in some family, the whole clan, the mother of 12 kids, none of the kids works. If they take one and then he's offered employment to feed mm-hmm. the rest, it will really help. You understand? Instead of... just following on the statistics of unemployment in general, they must like look to key figures, to key areas on how to tackle. Because honestly, if you read the paper of today, more 6,000 graduates
are now getting the job market.
Now.
One that's already strained.
While we are already at 43.5, I think, percent of unemployment.
Now. Look, when you put it that way, I think, we're still on the part of of everyone that has a job
yes.
to get themselves, a broke babe or a black guy.
Like for me, my girlfriend is a teacher and I'm unemployed.
So, well, it's a good thing you're already practicing.
No, for me, I'm talking out of experience. My girlfriend, she's a teacher and I'm unemployed. We are taking good care of our kids. We are happy. My family member, they are fine. Her family member, they are fine.
Okay, so now
at least I'm out of the street because of her.
So now, so now let me take you back to the beginning of this conversation. So, does that mean when you get a job, you are going to?
I'm going to leave her. So I must meet someone who was unemployed. She will also meet someone who, it's the end of the, you know, we are helping the country in the other way. If we go to a Christian way,
mm-hmm.
I'll stick with my girlfriend. But if we really want to help this administration, we have to sacrifice some of our loved ones to help the nation. That's what we are doing.
Patriotism.
Mm-hmm. We are sacrificing our loved ones to keep the country going.
Uh-huh.
At least we reduce the number. Because once you are unemployed, you get married to someone who's employed. You are no more unemployed. No. You are no more unemployed.
Man, okay. Now
you have a salary every month.
We really need to make sure that
this thing must be debated on the parliament. Huh? It's the same way they are debating about paternity things. This is a serious issue. Think of it, man.
So anyone of you that know people in parliament, you know, bring up that suggestion with them.
Yes, and it must be compulsory. You can't marry someone who is employed.
Uh-huh.
Employed.
Now, the goal here is to, you know, to build an economy.
Yes.
Now, I just have one question.
Mm.
What do we do if, take for example, my girlfriend has a job
mm-hmm.
now, and I don't have a job, and when I get a job, I leave her to go and date someone who doesn't have a job in the name of bettering the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And then halfway through, I lose my job. Do I come back or do I find
then
someone?
That's, there is where polygamy must be legalized in Namibia so that you don't lose your girlfriend. That's why you should have a side, now, as they call it now, a side chick. Now you are faithful because you don't work, your girlfriend does. Get a good job. Now that's cheating. The cheating starts now. What is that? You are helping someone who's unemployed.
I have a feeling I brought the wrong Kavango in the studio.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's just make sure that, we are giving our parliamentarians all the pointers.
Yeah.
So,
when we talk about polygamy, we should also give reason why do we really need polygamy.
Uh-huh.
It's not just because of our tradition. Let me say, honestly speaking, we have few people are still living on the tradition way. Most of us, we have adapted the Western way,
yeah.
But we still want polygamy.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because we are doing it the Western way.
Look, because the Western, it's not that the Westerns did not have polygamy. It's
they
just
do.
That they called it mistress.
Mistress, they call it side chicks.
Yeah.
Tumbuna, they call them bastards. All those things.
Like seriously, that was a very common word, right?
Yes.
Until it came to a point, where they, I think, also, yeah, because if you watch old TV shows like, I know Game of Thrones is not based on something that is historical accuracy.
Yeah.
But most of the words used there, it's very, you know, it's very common.
Yeah.
Because, kids that were born out of wedlock were called that word.
Bastard,
well, yeah. Well, now it's offensive, by the way.
It's offensive.
It turns out it's
the name.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, but that's the name, the right name to call it.
Traditionally.
Give a good name about it. Give the real name about it.
Okay, stepchild.
No, that's not a stepchild.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. A stepchild is a child that let me say I get a woman.
Yeah, because for a very long time, stepkids were not allowed to inherit.
A stepchild is when you want to get your you're unemployed, you find an employed woman.
Oh, man, you're still stuck with that example.
you find a woman who is employed,
yeah.
Who has already kids. When you marry that woman, her kids, they will become your stepkids. You understand? Those are the stepchildren. But once you're already in the marriage,
uh-huh.
And then you go outside, you get one outside. That's not a stepchild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, okay. We have one question here coming from Pinias that leaving her for who to take over. I think that's in reference to you having a job in the name of
national
helping,
building.
Economic building.
Yes.
Economic building. Mm. You don't have a job, but you are involved with someone, intimately with someone that has a job. So when you get a job where you have to leave her and go and find someone who doesn't have a job, who are you leaving her for?
You must find someone who's unemployed, helping the country. We are helping the nation. And then this country will be like, we're striving, like, payday, everybody's doing their shopping, working or not.
Dennis, everything we have said on that subject, it's either going to make comedians very famous in power, or everyone will be like, okay, you know what, I love your jokes, but you in parliament, not a chance. Because,
man, but think of it, if everything goes that way, do you think that unemployment rate won't go down?
How are we going to celebrate Valentine's Day? Because, it's a day of love between two people.
There are a lot of unemployed youth, meaning the market is full of partners, suitable partners.
Oh, dear. Yes. Just so we're clear, the youth are over 18. That
yes,
we're talking about.
Yes, over 18.
Under 16?
Nah, no, you are a child. You are a baby.
Actually, under 17, you are going to find yourself.
And we are talking about people who are on the job market.
Uh-huh.
Unemployed youth. Someone with who went to school, who is waiting for it to be employed. Not someone who dropped out of grade 10. Nah, no. No, you must go to school.
Uh-oh.
You study and then you can be considered as a partner who is unemployed.
I'm so glad I pointed that camera at you. Now, we have 4 minutes. now we have 4 minutes before we, you know, before we park the violence bus. If you just tuned in, you are listening to, Mind the Gap with Helmut and Dennis Kaunda on Eagle FM, and just, two comedians doing, what they do best. And that's, well, cracking jokes on all, you know, on everything political, economic, and societal. Albeit this one is a combination of them all.
Yeah, I was reading a comment.
Oh, yeah.
Someone is supporting the idea. I think it's an MP from the parliament. Check your followers. Yeah.
Dating unemployed if you are, you know, if you are employed. Oh, yeah. Let's mix it up. You see, now, well, at least you, well, at least you know that they are, there are people there that are, you know, that agree with that way of solving economic problems.
Yeah, everyone. That's why they say if you have an idea, bring it on the table. Uh-huh. It might work. It might work. You may never know.
So, parliamentarians, and if you know a guy who, you know, who is in parliament, or you know a guy who knows a guy who is in parliament, bring that, bring up that idea as a way of, you know, economic measures.
Yeah, but it's happening already underground. I have a friend who is seeing someone from the parliament.
She's, you think your friend is listening?
Yeah, he's listening. That girl is living large.
Okay, so,
living in town, nice apartment. The boyfriend just comes, you know, the apartment's near the parliament. He passes there before he goes home. They are happily together.
So, your friend. Say there's a, you know, a guy asking for a friend, of course. There's a friend of mine who wants to, you know, to, who wants your friend to introduce him to some of the hot chicks in parliament. How will he go about doing that?
Drive a Yango.
Again, not asking for me, asking for my friend.
Be a cab driver.
What do you
mean? And you park near the parliament.
All of those guys have their cars.
For me, I've been picking some. If you talk to me, if you want, if you are talking to a friend, I'm the right guy. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, oh yeah, I will tell my friend to talk to you.
But yeah. to cost him something, you know, it's, we are helping the country.
Yeah, we are building an economy. Yeah, yes, I get that.
Yes.
All right. Well, now that's the time when someone is calling in. Eagle FM, Huyamore.
Oh, Huyamore, Namiere, 200.
Who 200?
Tama Ganje, who is the other Tama? Good morning, sir.
Dennis.
Yes, good morning, man.
Oh, you say, yeah, I heard the introduction, but I couldn't capture the name properly.
Yes.
So you are welcome to the great family.
Thanks for
especially
welcoming
to the comedian work. Just a minute. The comedian work. So I heard the conversation between Tato Walenga, John Walenga, and
TK, just and hold the line while we go for a quick commercial break. We'll continue on the other side.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 Namibian a month, and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared.
TK, you are back on air before you start gossiping people.
Sorry, just a minute. So thank you very much, because you people, you don't expand much on the creative industry.
Uh-huh.
That includes the comedian and everything that is involved. Not showing a poor gorilla.
TK, you are on air.
Now, please come tomorrow with this topic.
Well,
yeah, because you are depriving us a lot, man, you guys. And exactly what Tato Walenga and Vicky were talking about,
yeah.
There are a lot of issues to be dealt with there, especially in the creative industry.
Yeah.
So let me end up there today. But today, tomorrow, you can give us more time. Why are you concentrating?
Uh-huh. All right, okay. It seems like he's, he's playing, two jobs, he's playing two roles here, participating here and also being a father, Well, don't do that. Come on, relax. Just, find a private space and then so we can just,
That's the hard part of being Father Solomon. Yes. It's not easy.
TK, that was Dennis, not me. the time is a minute past the hour of 11 and, before we just, park the bus here and call it a day, Dennis. Thank you very much for making the time out of your busy schedule picking parliamentarians.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, man. This is a nice place. You know, that's why your skin is changing.
Oh, man,
this is a nice job, man.
Yeah. Now, just to round it up, right? When you are picking up these parliamentarians, you are bringing up this conversation on the best way to alleviate unemployment, right?
No, I start doing my moves, I'm trying to talk about polygamy. What do they think about everything? No, they are good. Those people, they are so nice people when you meet them in person.
No, unemployment creation, employment focus.
Yes. It's like there are many ways to create employment, not just by the government employing.
Industry,
if you are employed
by
the government, employ also someone.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
By any means necessary.
Any means necessary. As long as you are giving that person 1.5. 1.5 is a lot for survival.
Someone who is broke.
Yeah, someone who is renting Kanja Park like me, 800 room. So I still have I still have something, 600 for my things.
Plus, one thing I've always recommended about, about us broke guys is that one thing, we broke guys
are
known for.
We are not broke guys.
Let me explain. One thing, don't ruin the point. One thing we broke guys are known for is that, we are so good in bed because we are not stressed about when the next project is due. So what the investors are doing, maybe they will stop investing in our projects. No.
No.
We're just focused on you.
You know why you are so good? It's like you are doing an interview.
So you have to prove yourself.
Yes. You have to prove yourself why that employed person have to come back to you. Now you are not even good in bed. You want to have someone who is in the parliament. What is that? That's your job now. That person's the brain working. You must freshen him up. You must make him forget all the problem. That's why you must be good in bed.
So you cannot afford to be broke and not be good in
bed. No, man.
Oh, dear.
No, that was, then you are not an unemployed youth. Unemployed youth must have paper and strong.
All right. You know what? this was a good one though. So we're going to pack the bus here and hand over the studio to the Sizo Masalicho guys. Dennis, once again, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
So, I'm sure, those guys will, all the listeners and viewers on Facebook will be asking about you now. And every time they ask about, where the heck you are, I'm going to give you a call.
Okay. All right. Thanks for having me.
So, today's Friday, so I don't have weekend show. So, until Monday, same time, same place here on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. But of course we're going to meet again on, Home Run. That is, somewhat more of a boring and very serious conversation type show. Dennis.
Thanks for having me.
All right. You all have a good one now. Please stay tuned for the next program.
Audio mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma kuro ye kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enya mukuru olongaha ninge kwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita timwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano that is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tu natu bali oheta tu vatatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila monica@eaglefm.com.na opomone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM the eye
mukungule kwatuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva muvere kusema app atoloka sinchav kamso zakare biferire mise kunani zencha Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zarivuka kuya kwa ifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulimusi ya mbasa antoye mwinetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Amuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopa ya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyari nzira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasifera sesifa ep ya imba, kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, simani kakarunga, Africans, nizengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisifera sa kireke ya mina, si eke zuefa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-235-8063. Kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm. It's you not just got added to the GoTV Best Football Friends chat group. Let's go!
Final.
It's finals time and all the biggest players are in it to win it. Catch every Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, Champions League, FA Cup, Europa League, Conference League. To cut the long one slot short, you know who'll be there for you when you need to watch the finals. Stay connected to catch all the biggest football finals with your best football friend, GoTV. Love it.
Kids, no running. They grow up so fast.
Come here, guys. Who wants to watch their favorite show on GoTV?
Your family's favorite moments are made better with GoTV's shows. We've got loads of local, international, and kids' channels, and all the football you need from the comfort of your home.
You can also watch your favorite shows wherever you are with GoTV Stream. Stick with GoTV, and let's go together. GoTV. Love it.